Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show. 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max.
And you can, like, talk and you can, like, ask questions and stuff to make this podcast more interesting.
All right. And we're back. It's another episode of the Hey Comics Kids podcast. This one is a special 15-minute Max. And Max, you've got some video game news for us.
This is with the new Super Smash Bros. One thing that a lot of people that I've heard on YouTube and YouTubers have been raging in relief about.
And what's that?
Mewtwo conforms!
And what's a conform?
Conforms.
Oh, okay. So tell me about it.
It is said that if you get both copies of the game, which we all getting.
Okay.
It's a free download. In 2015, and I want to talk about, since Mewtwo's gonna be a free download, and I want to talk about what his character's moves could be.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me what it could be.
Well, one, Mew knows it's his own character. It could just be a skin, a different colored Lucario.
Okay.
Because they have many similar movesets.
Now, so would that be disappointing?
Well, it would be a little disappointing for me, But if it was a whole character all together, then I'd expect its special to be this. Another mega special. Because Mewtwo's really all been known for his two mega evolutions. He is the first legendary to get a Mega Evolution. Mm-hmm. Except for, like, even though Latios and Latias did, but, yeah. Latios and Latias got a Mega Evolution, but they were, like, really hitting the game. I didn't notice until I caught, like, 400 Pokemon. I barely knew this. So, also in other Smash Bros. News, and news for Pokemon in general, was something that I wanna. Hopefully, you didn't feel to Smash Bros. For the Wii U and Omega Ruby or Alpha Sapphire. You know, if you feel them both, then guess what? I got some news for you.
Okay.
Both games are coming out on the same date. The 21st.
Really?
I've only noticed that Nintendo seems like they're going to do a lot on the 21st. This is going to be a month to remember, Pete. I'm just saying. I'm going to remember this month.
Why do you think that they're coming out on the same day?
I don't know. I mean, like, they both have involved Pokemon, but I don't know. I guess they're just throwing it out there. I mean, like, They're both copies of an Oreo game, just on a different console or device. Because the old Omega Ruby and Sapphire, the old versions of that, were on the Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
And the new ones on the 3DS. So maybe it has to do something with transferring consoles. Maybe it's a coincidence. You don't know.
So, how can you be excited about Super Smash Brothers? You've already got it for the DS.
Well, the Wii U version puts in different stuff. I mean, like luckily, I hear that we don't need a GameCube controller. That's just what. But we're definitely gonna use a But it's we're definitely probably gonna have a GameCube control, and Nintendo can make that last Switch to the Wii remotes. I would be really happy, because the GameCube, I don't think it's really that fair to me, mm-hmm. that you have to use a GameCube control to play the game.
Really? So the previous Wii versions of Super Smash Brothers, you needed a GameCube controller?
No.
Okay.
The previous one, that was the old Super Smash Bros. Melee with Mewtwo in it.
Mm-hmm.
That was before there was the old, that was before Lucario was even invented. Fighting types were kind of out there, and not that many.
Okay.
So, in other Smash Bros. News,
yes,
there's a eight-player multi thing. Like, I guess, like, it's you, like you come, like, you, like, get other people from around the world, and, like, there's these big stages. Like, one of them that I've seen is a big round. A huge world from Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Really?
Now, there's also Rosalina and Luna from Super Mario Galaxy 1. Or actually, it's Super Mario Galaxy 1. But you know what that makes me think?
What does it make you think?
Nintendo's making new Super Mario Bros. Super Mario Galaxy 3.
You think?
I didn't hear any news about just in Smash World. There's so many things. There's already two things from the game implemented in, and Mario and Luna, which are all characters from it. And there's just a lot of those characters.
Mm-hmm. So it's making you think that they might be getting ready for a new Galaxy game.
Yes.
Interesting. So November is shaping up to be a really big month for...
game. For Nintendo.
For it's particularly Nintendo gamers. Which are you looking forward to the most?
Definitely Mewtwo, which isn't coming out in November. But there's also a part of... There's a way to find this. I don't know where you can find it. But 50 facts about Super Smash Bros. Super Smash Bros.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have not heard these facts, but I know that at the end they say that Mewtwo confirmed. Now, if you are a big Nintendo gamer and you played the old games and you have the... I'd suggest get a Wii... get the Smash Bros. Wii U,
mm-hmm.
and the 3DS Wii U. I don't know how they're gonna make it. I don't know how they are gonna make it. I don't know how they're gonna connect and get Mewtwo at one time. I don't know. It's just I think I know why they added Mewtwo in.
Why?
Because I won't say secret legendary, that's more Moltres and Zapdos, Moltres, Articuno from X and Y. But in X and Y, when you beat the game, if you go to the Pokemon Village, that through the Winding Woods,
mm-hmm.
if you go there, you know, and go to one side, there's this guy drawing a cape. Now, after you beat the Elite Four, he is not guarding the cave. So the cave is open. So you get a Pokemon to yourself, go up until you reach that part of land. I suggest going near land. And you don't need, all you really need is Sylph and some good Pokemon. And then you go in and guess you find Mewtwo.
Really?
Yes. Mewtwo. So, this isn't really that big of a surprise, though. I mean, a lot of people wanted Mewtwo. There was so many lists on Super Smash Bros. New characters that they want to add in, and pretty high on the list was Mewtwo.
Really?
So, it's a DLC pack. It's a deluxe character pack.
Mm.
But it's, I'd say that a deluxe character pack, either way, we get Mewtwo. I mean, like, hey, as all we know, Mewtwo could just be a skin of Lucario.
That's true. I mean, it could be a very similar gameplay. But as popular as Mewtwo is, do you think that would be a pretty dumb move, don't you figure, to make it just a skin? They'd want to add a little something to it.
Yeah, and it's a DLC pack, I mean, it's something that they want you to buy both games.
What does DLC stand for?
Deluxe Character Pack.
Deluxe Character Pack.
Yes.
DLC.
Yes.
Oh, so the DL stands for Deluxe?
Yeah. DLC. Deluxe Character.
DLC. All right. So there you have it. A lot of stuff happening in November. I think we're signed up for at least one of those Pokemon.
Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
I know we're signed up for at least one of them. And we will be bringing you the news as soon as we go to GameStop and pick it up, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just saying, expect this. When less than 2 weeks from now, on November 21st, that will be on Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
On the Monday, I could do it on Saturday or Sunday. No, but definitely I'm going to do a podcast about the gameplay and how it handles. Because once I get this game, my goal is to finish it in the month of... I'm going to finish this in the month of December.
Really?
Yes. Because I have been waiting so long for this game to be released. We pre-ordered it, what?
We pre-ordered it back in the summer, I think.
When I was in second grade when we pre-ordered that game.
It might have been that long ago.
Actually, I know it was that long ago.
How do you know?
Because I have a memory of, like, talking to someone in a Four Square match, which now we, like, never play Four Squares because when the sixth graders were in Four Square, the new sixth graders, I think that was the more fun way to play. They were a little more fair.
So this all, as always, all roads lead back to Foursquare.
Yeah.
All right. So Max, let's wrap this up. Another fascinating episode of 15 Minute Max. Do you have anything you want to say before we go?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, what is that?
Well, I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
For Mewtwo. I can kind of imagine this. I know which one is. I hope that, if it's Lucario, then they're going to do the fighting type Mega Evolution for Mewtwo. But I know that Mewtwo Special is going to be a Mega Evolution, because what else would it be? I mean, Mewtwo got Mega Evolution, so I think it's going to be the Y Mega Evolution, and it's going to handle like Super Sonic. You just fly around. But I think if you handle like that, or you can have a lot more control if you can float around, but use your regular attacks just to boost it, and you can go faster and float around.
Sounds interesting.
Or maybe it's going to be Psy Strike, Mewtwo's signature move. Now, I'm just saying, I have a lot of my Pokemon at level 100 in X and Pokemon X. So, So if your Mewtwo is at like level 90 and hasn't learned Mewtwo's signature move, Psy Strike, then just level him up to level 100. I have a whole party of Pokemon that are at the full content, like Pokemon that are level 100. So that's just how you learn Psy Strike.
Okay.
So
that's a tip.
Yeah, just a tip for the game.
A tip for the gamers. All right. So this is Brad Geiger speaking for myself and my son Max. This is 15 Minute Max. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. While you're there, leave a friendly comment.
This is a friendly place, beep. This is a friendly place,
people. Also, you can get us on Stitcher, and you can always find us on the Blueberry Network.
Blueberry!
All right, this is going to be the next one. Hey, this is Brad Geiger, and I wanted to tell you about our Patreon page. Yeah, that's right, we started a Patreon. It's patreon.com/heycomicskids, and here's the thing. I've been doing this internet thing for long enough to know something good when I see it, and the number of downloads that this show has gotten has made my eyes spin around in my head. I'm not thinking about this as a career for me or for the boys, but the numbers on this show is big enough that I can tell a lot of people are enjoying it. That's cool. If you'd like to support the show with a micropayment, which means just you become a backer for as little as a dollar per podcast, then you can do that. And if you're a Patreon backer, it's very secure. You put your credit card or your debit card number into your Patreon account, and for every podcast we upload, you get pinged for that dollar amount per podcast. Don't worry, you can set a cap. So if you're not comfortable with more than $5 coming out of your account per month, then if we upload 20 podcasts in a month, by the end of the month, you're still only charged $5. Now, why am I doing this? I'll be honest, if you talk to me or any other parent, the biggest thing on our minds is education for our kids. And so we are going to funnel the money that we do make from this Patreon into an education account for the kids. That's what it's going to be used for. I'm not even going to tell them that I'm doing this. I'm going to record a little bumper and tag it on to the beginning or maybe the end of shows. But I'm not going to let this ruin their enjoyment, because I also know from doing internet for an awful long time that you can your joy of doing this creative thing can sometimes get sapped away by the numbers. Numbers are funny. No matter how big they are, there's always a bigger number that you think you should be getting. And they've got enough time in their lives to deal with that kind of stuff. So for all intents and purposes, we're going to keep doing this show because we enjoy doing it so much. They're not even going to know about this Patreon unless much, much later we decide to let them know what's going on. But the way I have it in my mind is, if this is something you guys want to support with Patreon, we'll turn it into an education fund and give them a nice little surprise a little bit later. So that's what's going on. It's at patreon.com/heycomicskids. If you want to support the show, that's great. We'll probably make it so that supporters get an advanced copy of the show at least 24 hours before it goes live on iTunes. I think that's only fair. And other than that, if you want to support it, that's great. And if you want to just keep listening, and if the most you want to do is go to iTunes and give us a little rating and a friendly comment, then the boys are just as thrilled, trust me. As for me, this has been so cool to be able to do this with my kids, and I'm going to do it one way or the other. So without boring you any further, I'll let you get back to the stars of the show, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.